Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 21, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. And this is
Spirit Song SpiritSongOasis.com.
Hey, we all got websites.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're here for Awakening Plus, and we're doing a brand new event tonight. It's called Gentle Group Healing. And last week we did the Shamanic Awakening ceremony, which is a really intense form of healing and tends to stir things up really strong. I thought, let's try the polar opposite healing event where we see how gently we can accomplish the healing. So we've never done an event quite like this before. So we'll be interested to see how it goes. Everyone's welcome. This is a free public event. So welcome one and all. And of course, you're just as much a part of this, even if you're on the recording. So let's do a sound check now that we've started. And if y'all hear me well, would you type yes in the chat? And if the sound's not so good, if you please type no. We've got some yeses. Thank you. That'll do it. Awesome.
Beautiful to co-create together.
Yeah. So we're going to start in the way we often do. We're going to, after this little intro, we'll call the directions of the Mesa, call the allies, set a beautiful sacred container. Then we'll all do embodied awakening together to get as awakened as we can as a group and individually. And then we'll say to the allies, hey, let's have as much gentle healing as serves highest good, and we'll see what happens.
Sounds good to me.
And the allies will take it from there. So that's what we got. Spirit Song, is there anything you wanted to say before we get rolling?
Just welcome to everyone. It's an honor to be with you, and looking forward to what kind of magic we're going to create together in a gentle, beautiful way.
Yeah, gentle. All right. Okay, so as always, I make two requests as we begin a process. One is, please do only this. We request you do not multitask. We want your full attention here because not only will you have a better experience, everyone else will too. You affect everybody else by what you do, even if you're on the recording. So we're all co-creating the field together beyond time and space. So please do only this. And if you have to leave before we close the sacred container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. That way your departure will not ruffle the energy. So that's pretty much it. And we've got 33 folks. That's a good turnout.
We'll
probably have more coming as we go. All right. So I invite you to close your eyes. And Spirit Song, would you like to set the tone for the directions? Good start. We are that we are. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And by the way, folks, as we call in the allies, our invitation to you is to close your eyes, relax, be very passive, and just allow the energies to come in. If you feel energies moving in your own body, just let that be what you focus on. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, you're passive and just feeling sensation passively.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
So as we are calling in our allies, is it part of what you do to have your folks here at the gathering calling in their allies too, or just letting you do that?
I don't normally have them do that.
Okay.
I used to do that. And my experience is we're calling so many allies in anyway that we have a very strong and coherent field. And the challenge is if a lot of allies get called in that I'm not familiar with or might not be of the highest vibration, that can kind of get the energy a little off.
Okay, thanks for answering.
Yeah, good question. All right, so We invite you to relax and we'll begin that ally call. I'll go first and then Spirit Song will follow up. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Hedgehog, Bear. Spirit Song, would you like to call your additional allies?
Sure. Call to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, to the grandmothers and grandfathers of all ancient traditions, Don Mariano, Dona Maria, Don Alejandra. Call to Dorothy, Maria. You called Kuan Yin, but she's so special to me. I acknowledge your beautiful messages and your beautiful love and your presence here. Kuan Yin, I see our brother Bear Spirit here with us. Hawks and eagles, hummingbirds, bees, beautiful loved ones in the waters, the whales, the dolphins. I see a beautiful family of deer and another family from the elephant tribe. And thank you for your medicine. Monkeys? The monkeys have arrived. Thank you. They're having a good time. They say, we'll play gently tonight. Thank you to the beautiful flowers and Shrubs and trees, green everywhere. We are so grateful for your good medicine. Pachamama, our beautiful earth mother, everywhere. All of the special places that Benjamin has named, and everywhere we are, all around us, there is magic and love. We are grateful. So grateful. Aho.
We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
Okay. How's that container feel?
Feels good.
All right. So next up, we'll do our embodied awakening process. I'll explain it because there's probably at least one person who hasn't done this before. So in this, we call our higher self to merge with our human self. Metaphorically, it's like our body's a car, our ego slides to the passenger seat, our divine drives. If the ego doesn't care for the divine's driving, it can take the wheel back right away. The divine steps out with no fuss. Your ego is safe. This is instantly reversible if you don't care for it. I don't know anyone who hasn't cared for it, but that's just to make your ego feel all right. So the benefits of embodied awakening, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure out so much mentally, you'll know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there's more bliss. So if that sounds like a good idea, in a moment you'll be speaking some words directly to your own higher self, the spirit part that created your human self. So let's now speak that out loud if possible, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Please let the words go and now relax into passivity. If you can feel energy moving in your body, let that be your focus. If you cannot feel that, then just feel the breath come and go. Bullet points that may help on top of that. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel the movement of energy or breath passively. Should you become distracted, which means anything other than your chosen focus, let the distraction be as it is with no resistance. However, you're going to treat it as an uninvited guest. It is not you. You are going to relax your attention back into your focus, energy, or breath. And if that distraction keeps on in the background, that's perfectly fine. Just let it do its thing. You do your thing. Also, let's discover how little effort is needed even to feel the energy or the breath. I invite you for a moment to go to no effort at all and just be. So notice if at zero effort, you still have any awareness of the energy or the breath, even without trying. If there is that awareness, then zero effort is enough. If you do not have your chosen focus, then add very small increments of effort back until you can barely feel it again. The optimal setup is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. And you can, you know, try a little less, a little more effort until you find that little sweet spot. And again, if zero effort gets the job done, that's perfect. So I'm feeling a nice sweetening of the field. That's letting me know a lot of folks are going into embodied awakening. Spirit Song and I have the ability to feel whatever's happening, not just on the live call, but on all those who do the recording afterwards. So we're getting the gestalt of all that. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax and chill and just be in that space without effort. The way you can tell you've hit embodied awakening, the four things that follow are all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. That's going on. You're there. Just relax and be. If you're not there, relax into zero effort or the least effort that gets your focus in the mix. Your ego cannot do this for itself. If you use effort or willpower or visualizing, you will push the divine helpers away. They will be required to honor your free will choice to try to do it from your ego. My experience is that there's no ego that can do this on its own. It's above the ego's pay grade, but the divine is happy to do it for you. So call it, you've called it in, then you relax, you be passive, and the divine comes to you. So we'll leave just a little more time for those who are not yet in embodied awakening to relax into it. And by the way, you getting all the way into embodied awakening is not required to do the rest of this call. Even if you just get a little ways there, that's great. Just relax and let as much embodied awakening come in as is available, as you can get to tonight. And whatever you get is fine. So we'll leave just a moment longer to allow for people to deepen or move into embodied awakening. Okay, so the divine is starting to move the energy for our process. If you're in embodied awakening, just relax. And we're all just going to really relax and receive the healing now. If you're not yet in embodied awakening, that's fine. Just move in as you are. Allies, we come tonight for the gentlest possible healing experience. We do want the healing that serves each person's highest good. And we would like that healing brought in the most gentle manner, full of ease and grace and harmony that gets the job done. Thank you, allies, for now giving each person who's part of this event, live or on the recording, the healing that best serves them in the gentlest way possible. Thank you. And I'm going to lead you all in the healing invocation. It's only seven words. So I invite you to repeat after me now. Actually, I'm going to add one word to make it appropriate. Maximum gentle healing.
Maximum gentle healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Okay. Let the words go and just rest in whatever's happening. Now that we're past the formal invocations, just whatever you feel is fine. So again, there may be sensations in the body, but there might be images that come. There might be spiritual experiences that show up. Just relax and be with whatever comes. If that's too broad and you need to be a little more particular in your awareness focus, for me, I find just the sensation works best, the kinesthetic, somatic experience of the body or the inner worlds. But whatever, if you need a tighter focus, just choose whatever focus seems the most helpful for you. Many years ago, I had a spiritual teacher who said something that sounded really wise to me. He said, if you're seeing it, you're outside it. But if you're feeling it, you're one with it. So that biases me a little bit toward feeling as my prime focus in the inner worlds. So even though this is a group healing, each person will receive their own unique experience. However, there may be trends in the group. And if Spirit Song and I are noticing something happening, it will be because a significant percentage of the people are getting that experience at the same time. So we will chime in and talk about those experiences if we're inspired to by the divine. There may also be periods of silence. So if we're quiet for a while, it's okay. We're still present. We just don't feel the need to yammer constantly. So relax. Oh, one last thing I'll mention. Allow your body to do whatever it's called to do. If it wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry or vocalize, that's fine. Whatever the body is inspired to do to make that release possible, you're welcome to do. Energy is thickening. Yeah, I'm experiencing a heavy energy being flushed up in my body. The allies are saying that because this is a group field, some who are more capable will be given some heavy energy from others to assist them with their own clearing. And if you find this is happening, it's because you are basically advanced enough to do it. They'll make sure that no heavy energy remains from any of that by the end of the process. I'm aware of our group field forming. This is a level of consciousness above and beyond the physical, where all of us are forming a single merged consciousness. It's just sort of a field of energy. And if you're ready to have that experience, you'll experience it spontaneously. If you're not feeling it, it's not quite time, which is perfectly fine. And it's a both and. You'll most likely have both experience of your individual physical part as well as that beautiful blended part.
What each of you brings is perfect. Every different color, every different flavor, every innuendo, every sacred element that each person brings is perfect. There's no need for comparison. There's no better or worse. It's all a blend of all of us in the beauty that we bring, each in our own way. I keep seeing and feeling the most gentle pink, aqua, yellow, kind of like scarf energy, so light, just gentle, beautiful. Matching the tone of the gentleness, I guess.
Yeah, I'm feeling a certain amount of heavy energy all through my body. And it's notable, but it's not like difficult. It doesn't feel terrible or anything. It's just, I'm just noticing, yeah, some heaviness as processing happens. One important thing I forgot to mention is no one's going to get overwhelmed tonight. The allies are going to keep a very close watch on everybody, live or on the recording, and make sure that each person only receives the healing that they're ready for and nobody gets overwhelmed. And in this container, you can open fully and experience without any filtering whatever happens. And my guess is by the time we're toward the end, we're going to be in a super high bliss state, because the way the universe is built, you can't do significant healing work without peeling a layer or two off the great onion of consciousness. That as a result of opening your personality, human part, to more of the divine energy. So you'll probably end up in a deeper awakened state tonight as a result of the work. Yeah, so there's like consistent healing work, but it's so gentle and subtle. Very interesting. I don't think I've ever felt it quite like this before.
Isn't that beautiful how each time is so unique?
Yeah. So if you're focusing on feeling the energy in your body, and if you're having a healing in a certain part of you, in other words, you know, okay, this part of me is feeling more challenged than the rest, it can be helpful to focus your attention just into that challenged area. Just relax and be one with the phenomenon. Feel the pain 100% with no filter. That which is paying attention is your divinity. Cannot be harmed by any of it. At this point, it's like there's two of you. There's the human part that is feeling the challenging energy and being healed. But the part paying attention is your divine self. Anytime you go into a state of just pure awareness, de facto, you've moved into your divine self, as the divine self simply is pure awareness. And the divine self, again, cannot be harmed by any of the phenomena that are being healed. It's basically invincible in the realm we're working in. So the higher self, the divine part, can pay attention to a healing phenomenon easily. And that part of you won't suffer. It'll just be very calm and feeling good, even as the human part of you has the challenge. So basically, wherever the challenges go, right there, merge with it, be one with it. And your simple focus and attention there will call more of the divine healing power to the spot. And the divine will heal it for you. You may feel energy flushing out your hands or your feet, going out in other ways, maybe even transmuting to love and light. The divine will expedite the healing in whatever way serves your highest good. Another note, the divine always works as fast as it can. If it were to go any faster, it might overwhelm you. So just relax and know that it's already at top speed. There's no sense trying to rush it or make it go any faster.
It's not a race. Important to trust. To be able to relax completely, give yourself to that trust that innately knows divine consciousness, the truth of our being.
That's so interesting. I can definitely feel the healing, and yet it's so subtle. Mm-hmm. They really have fine-tuned the frequency for this event. When we get to the end, I'll be very interested in feedback from people who've done the more intense healing events like shamanic awakening ceremony or shamanic breathwork, and just compare how effective they thought the healing tonight was compared to those more intense types of events. But don't start comparing in your mind until we're done, folks. Sorry, yeah. I maybe shouldn't have said that just yet.
Let yourself stay in that space.
Yeah, my apologies.
No problem. Just mm-hmm. be. Just be. Let go and relax and just be.
I'm feeling a certain heaviness as all the heavy energy is processed, and it's fine. It's mm-hmm. heavy, but for me, there's no suffering. It doesn't feel bad.
No.
It's just heavy.
For me, it's flowing out through the floor, through the deeper layers of the earth, which can absorb it so beautifully. Mm.
Yeah, the Quechua in South America say that the heavy energy we release is perceived by the Earth Mother as like divine celestial light. Mm-hmm. And they also say that what we perceive as bright, shiny, divine energy is like the heavy stuff that the angels release. So their heavy energy is our mm-hmm. celestial energy. Mm-hmm. Fascinating to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a very subtle lightning in the field. It's pulsing a little bit faster now. Yeah, once again, a reminder to just be totally passive. Just feel what's happening. Again, an invitation not to use any effort or willpower, and an invitation not to visualize or imagine. Just be fully passive. Just feel what's happening on its own. You know, the divine beings in this field can get this healing done so much better than anything your personality can try to make happen. So let these beautiful divine beings do it for you. Interesting. Now the energy, like, it feels half and half. Half healing, half celestial. Very interesting. The allies are saying they're even introducing a little bit of heavy energy from outside of our Awakening Plus crew that is here. Only though to those who are ready, willing, and able to process for others. Just a teeny bit of a New Earth support team vibe there. Yeah, lightening of the energy now. My body's feeling more like energy than flesh.
Seeing the color light, lavender, gentle colors tonight, just like the energy we called in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the scales are tipping a little more toward healing, at least for me. They're putting some pretty intense energy through me right now.
It's very natural that you and I would each be holding a little different energy as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Relax, just let the heavy energy move through as it will. Now the bliss is really amping up. Wow. Now my experience is very strongly on the side of ecstasy. They're saying your reward for getting the healing work done. So just let that ecstasy start rising within you. It's possible that, you know, your experience at times may not match what we're describing. Just go with what your actual experience is. It's perfectly wonderful to get your own customized experience. With this healing energy, you don't have to know what it is or how it got there. Just let energy move. Yeah, I can feel a lot of divine energy being put into my physical body. It's just slowly soaking in. So this for me is a both and moment. There's a fair amount of heavy energy and there's a lot of bliss all at the same time.
And for you, whatever's happening is perfect. It's trust.
So for those who can perceive it, there is a three-way process, being aware of your individual human self, your own divine self, and the blended field of the group all at the same time. And basically, if you're ready to hold all three, it'll happen all by itself. Don't try to make it happen. But just noting that for some of us, we're having that triplicate consciousness happening. I guess you say triple. Triplicate implies they're all the same. Which is definitely not the case. But three places at once. Yeah, from either putting a little healing back in the mix again. Yeah, just relax much more into my divinity.
I'm seeing so much color tonight, but of the softest, gentlest. When you were talking about the heavier energy coming in for you, I was seeing sparkles of iridescent light. It's like we're holding polarities and everything in between.
Fascinating.
Yeah, fascinating.
And they're still going strong. There's plenty of juju in the field yet. Just relax and let the ride continue.
Come through.
Yeah, doing a pretty strong healing focus right now.
Feel that.
They're really emphasizing the more you relax and simply allow the energy to come through you, like Spirit Song just said, the more easy it's going to be. Each person's only receiving what they are actually ready for. They're saying if we do it gently, it takes a little bit longer. And if they use the more intense methods.
They're the most beautiful celestial sounds. Very sensory tonight.
More processing of heavy energy through my body.
More clarity. Is that beautiful?
Reminds me, there was a shamanic couple I worked with for a few years drinking ayahuasca with them. It was a man and woman, and wife. And her job was to simply hold the high vibration space. His job was to get down there in the muck and clear out the heavy stuff energetically.
Each, all of us, every one of us hold a perfect, unique signature of energy that is just right to blend together like a beautiful symphony. And all we have to do is be willing. Say yes, relax, receive, process, release. It's beautiful.
As another reminder, you don't have to know anything about what's leaving. You don't have to know what it is or how it got there. Many of my most potent healings where I've dumped tons of heavy energy, I never had any clue what it was that was releasing. And yet it was a permanent release anyway. Now I'm starting to feel my physical body a little bit more.
Yellow.
So I'm definitely feeling more present in my physical vehicle now. I think we're coming back to Earth a little more. So just take a moment to feel this experience of being in your physical body now.
So much gratitude.
So now I'm aware of my body, but it's so lit up. I mean, it's just luminous, shiny, really ecstatic. So here's the upgrade we each earned by showing up and serving the best we could.
Mm-hmm. Which is absolutely perfect.
Uh-huh. And they're still not done. They're still working strong. I thought they were wrapping it up, but apparently not.
Go with the flow.
And they're saying just a few more minutes here. Mm-hmm. Okay, now they told me they're going to be bringing energy from others through those who are willing and able to process on those others' behalf. So if you're not willing to do that, just tell the allies for not to. If you don't say anything, they'll assume it's okay with you. And again, they can read your field. They'll only bring in as much as is manageable for you. Here it comes.
And be aware that it's different for each person and how it feels or looks or seems or looks on the outside or the inside. Whatever is happening for you is perfect. Mm-hmm. Each of us holds a little different vibration. It's all perfect.
All right, our eyes are open.
Just like that.
Right, did your eyes open at the same time as mine? Yeah. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. We're in sync, dear.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to close the container, and then we invite you to hang around for a few minutes for feedback and Q&A. But after we close the container, if you need to go, that's the perfect time to do it. Would you like to call the tone? Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti. Wow, that's so strong. Okay, allies, thank you. Wow. Thank you for this beautiful experience of healing. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, allies, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Spirit Song and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? 3, 2, 1. Okay, that's the container closed. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, feel free to check out the membership at awakeningplus.com. It's $1 for 30 days trial. And just today, this morning, I added a brand new course where my voice guides you through the Awakening Plus therapy process. And we just got our first testimonial from a member who just raved about it. She said that to me an hour or two ago. She just said, oh my God, this is so good. I had such a powerful, positive experience. So far, so good.
So exciting.
Yeah. So anyhow, but the membership has all kinds of awesome stuff, including the ability to do all live calls, not just the ones open to the public, the archive of nearly 350 calls is open to you, other cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So check that out at awakeningplus.com if that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. If you want to work with us individually, I'm at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, life coaching, awakening activation, and Spirit Song. You're at
SpiritSongOasis.com. And I do astrology and a number of different kinds of healing journeys.
Mm-hmm. All full of angel love. That's what she is. Okay, so let's open it up to feedback. I'm going to open up so anyone can unmute themselves. Oh, they've been able to do that all along. Easy. Okay, so if you would like to make a comment, ask a question, whatever. There we go. So it's Cass. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Cass.
Let's see. I followed pretty closely to what you were doing tonight, with the exception of two times profoundly, once slightly, but I got uncontrollable shaking on the left side of my body. I've never had that experience before. Okay. Any idea what that's about?
Releasing energy.
You don't have any idea about that.
Okay. All right.
No idea at all. It's just releasing some kind of energy that's needed to be shook up before it flushes out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've had that happen for so many years. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When I did my early ayahuasca ceremonies, I would shake for hours on end.
Without, oh, my gosh.
My body was shaking up so much stuff. It was amazing. There were people that didn't want to sit on the same bench with me. I don't want to sit with that guy, man. I need my feet.
Okay, thank you.
But it's shaking is the loosening up of something that isn't stuck yet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's see. Vanessa typed profound. Thank you. I loved the gracefully healing. Yay. Vivian. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Good evening. Hi. I had interesting experiences today. It didn't feel that my consciousness was so unified this time, as if there were splits in where I was moving. So at one time I felt like I was breathing light, which was very extraordinary. Like my nostrils. My nostrils were like quivering and I was breathing light, which was quite lovely. At another point, I had the experience that I was like inside or with somebody who'd had their left lower leg amputated. And I had no story about that. There was no pain, but just an awareness there was something happening there. So my awareness kept shifting. So that was interesting. Your frequent commentary was a little distracting to me because I kept lifting out a little bit in order to pay attention to that. It was just an interesting experiences. Thank you.
Thank you. Regarding the one-legged person, I'm stumped.
I've got no idea what that's about. I felt that somehow that this field was like partly around us, but there was another dimension to it too, where we were taking in, I don't know, like something much wider, like people be far beyond the immediate presence of the people who are in this field. That's what I felt like.
Yeah. We are totally not alone here. We are accompanied by very beautiful, high vibration, divine energy all around us, beings of light and yes, we do it together.
Thank
you. And I just wanted to thank you for your beautiful image, your sparkling eyes, your smile I saw several times tonight was very inspirational and beautiful. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Vivian. Always glad when you come up.
Thanks very much. Mm.
Thank you.
I was going to say it was for me. Can you hear me?
Yes, Joanne.
Okay. It was very intense. I was thinking, wow, this must be a joke. It's supposed to be the softest, or what did you call it? Gentle?
Gentle.
And I'm thinking, this is not gentle. This was, I would say just rather extraordinary. I don't have a word for it. It was like, you know how they have commercials like your brain is on drugs. It felt like times 100, times 1,000.
Oh,
at some point. It felt like there was a big, like a long needle poking into my left leg. It was odd. It hurt like a long needle. Yeah. And then I went, that's odd. Okay. So there were intense things. And then it felt like my, you know, when you're breathing rapidly and your heartbeat is going really fast,
yeah,
that was intense. And it felt like my whole body was doing that, like in and out, like my breathing of my whole body and really rapid heartbeat. And then my stomach was growling and gurgling like I was digesting the whole time. Oh. And everything was intense. And that was what was weird about it. Hmm. I mean, then like it felt like I was in one of those armored suits, you know, like heavy, like steel or whatever those things were made of. Like I wouldn't be able to lift my arms or my legs.
Hmm.
Like my whole arms and legs were like just like serious heavy energy running out the whole time. Like so heavy, I wouldn't be able to lift them.
Wow.
I mean, so I didn't really get to, and then I felt like I was being rocked or something, like at the beginning, like rocked.
Yeah.
It's okay. So here's what's really strange. Oftentimes I end in bliss, like these calls. I end in bliss. I can't say I felt bliss this time. I felt intense energy in my head and throughout my body. And sometimes it felt like it was a blend. And I heard you saying a blend, like I felt like I was literally clearing heavy energy the whole time with a buzz in my head.
Nice.
I don't know.
Maybe one of the reasons I kept feeling called to say, whatever you're experiencing, it's perfect. You know.
So, you know, I was listening to all your comments, but I felt like I was in this skeleton suit thing, like, and I couldn't move. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my heart was racing, and it was just, I would say this is the most intense I've ever felt. Like, I don't feel like I got knocked out in bliss at all. I felt like I've gone through a war, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I
don't know.
How do you feel right now?
I feel fine. I feel like I just walked in here and laid on my bed, like nothing happened. But it's the most, the word bizarre. This day was the most bizarre of all ever that I ever experienced.
Yeah. I wonder if because we created a very gentle, safe kind of container, it was safe to experience everything to the nth degree that you needed to experience.
Hmm.
Just a thought.
You know, I think you're right also, because sometimes I feel when I know I'm releasing some of my own stuff, and I get afraid sometimes when we're doing like healing, like I'll get afraid of what's going to happen. You know, like I'll get afraid, like something like I'm in surgery or something, like, you know, I get afraid. And tonight when you made the comment about just trusting, I think that was helpful because I allowed, and it was extremely heavy. Like my hands and my arms and everything was just buzzing, and it just felt like a river was like flowing through me the whole time and through my whole legs.
Wow.
Constantly. So
thank
you both. But I have to say it was the most odd experience ever.
Well, everyone gets what they need. And
yes.
we said
yes.
These things are gentle, but I can only imagine mm-hmm. that for some reason you needed a more intense experience yourself.
Yeah. So that's my comment. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I add something?
Yes, Vivian.
I found that comment very interesting, and it made me wonder whether we've also touched into the field of maybe the land where you are. I don't feel like I was processing anything so much of the land where I am. And I don't, I can be wrong, but I don't feel like it was my stories, my personal karmic stories mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm. I just wonder whether we've touched into clearing battlefield energies or something like that to do with the land of where you are. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It is as it is.
Yeah.
And there were definitely kind of ecstatic elements in it, and there were these other experiences too. So, yeah. Question.
You used the word field, and I was just thinking we are in a field of infinite possibilities.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. I'm also interested, though, in the way that those fields take, they focus sometimes on specific locality. Yeah. That's my question. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to it. Mm-hmm. That's Powhatan's spirit song, so.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Vivian. Those are
Vivian, I wanted to say, I was in a coat of armor, felt like I was in a coat of armor. And I'm in North Carolina, and there are a lot of battlefields around here. Mm-hmm. And I do sometimes feel like that there is still unsettled energies. So that could very well be, when she talked about a left amputated leg, I was feeling that big needle going into my left leg. So mm-hmm. it was that's a little odd that we both were feeling that, mm-hmm. but it was intense is all I know.
Oh, fascinating.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to catch up on some of the typed things. I'm going to have to lean in to see him a little bit. So Jeannie typed, love the gentleness of tonight's healing. IFS course in membership is new and helped me already. Mm. Thank you, Jeannie. Thanks, Benjamin. Amazing. Kathy typed, thank you. Have to go now. Trish types, amazing, profound. Cannot find words to describe a lot of what happened, but felt transmutation on a new level. Sweet.
Beautiful.
Let's see what else we got. Viorica says, I saw some colors in my third eye. I feel lighter and better. Trish says, agree, Vivian. It felt incredibly cosmic. I was able to release some very deep pain. Thank you. Mm-hmm. L types, many people are mentioning having experiences on the left side of the body. Trish says, good to see you looking so lovely and healthy, spirit song.
Thank you.
And then there's some chat between people directly here. So I'm pretty well caught up on the written comments.
And may I make a comment? And that is, thanks to everyone who held healing space for me as I went through this journey with my heart this mm-hmm. last week, and actually discovered some pretty neat things that were a part of that process, but have resulted in a much better situation for my heart, which I'll probably go into at another time in more mm-hmm. depth. But just my focus right now is gratitude for each person who held healing energy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Trish typed, for sure, lots of areas and souls need healing on this planet. Oh, yeah. So I'm feeling like we're moving toward a wrap-up. but would love to put in last call for any questions or comments.
I just want to say, hi, this is Trish. This was so profound, and it left me almost physically inarticulate. As you can see, my fingers still worked, but I'm like, I love this group so much. I feel so blessed that we're able to do this, and I'm just really grateful for all of you. That's all I want to say. Thanks.
Thank you. What a sweet comment. Thank you.
We love and bless you too, and feel honored by your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else? You have any last thoughts or words, spirits on?
That would probably be it, what I just said.
Okay. That's sweet. The I'm feeling the wrap-up energy. Many blessings to you all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for trying out this new event. It seemed to go pretty strong. We may do this again.
Yes.
All right. So many blessings to you all. We'll be back. Again, today is July 21st, 2021. Next Monday, we'll have the usual neuro support team. The following Wednesday, we'll have individual blessings that also, individual healings that also bless the senders. So we'll have a few people in the hot seat who will receive direct healing intention from the group for their stated preference. But we consistently experience, even if you don't get in the middle, you're going to get all kinds of healing anyway. So. It's going to be lovely for everyone who shows up, even on the recording. So if you can make it to next Wednesday for that members only event, that would be awesome. If you remember, if you're not, go to awakeningplus.com and learn how to be there.
All right. Beautiful evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. And good night. Namaste.